So, Jay, if it came down to the wire and you had to choose one Montreal food, what would it be?
Funny you should ask that. I once upon a time wrote a blog post about the top 10 iconic Montreal foods.
You don't say.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm James.
And we are Dudes Talk Food,
the podcast where two dudes talk food. As you might have guessed, this week's episode is all about Montreal food staples.
Okay, James?
Yes.
Off the top of your head, name me three Montreal iconic foods.
Bagels.
Yep.
Smoked meat.
Yep.
Poutine. Right?
Are these in top three
order? No, because these are just off the top of my head. I think you said steamies earlier. That's up there for me. Smoked meat is also up there for me. And I haven't really not thought about my order.
Okay, steamies.
Yep.
I read somewhere that steamed hot dogs don't exist anywhere other than Montreal.
We have a patent on it.
I mean, it's better than New York hot dogs. It's the gross, like, hot dog water sloshing around in a hot cart all day.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we're tourists in New York, right? If we're going to New York, why would you even bother getting a hot dog?
It's street meat.
Street
I
meat.
I want it.
Is that why?
I want it.
Just because we miss out here on the, up until recently, on, like, the cart foods, right? The street meat, as you put it. As it were.
We're not missing much. Where do you like to get steamed hot dogs from? Or Steamies.
Steamies. I'm not fancy. Like, when I was a kid, it was Lafleur's. Now I like Belpro's better. If I go to a hockey game, when they're toasted there, though. It's a mix. Yeah. Ooh, it's a mix.
That's their move. It's a steamed hot dog with a toasted bun.
Those are pretty special.
It's good.
Not exclusively Steamies, but exclusively Montreal.
Exclusively.
It's a Montreal food.
Bell Center.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a terrific hot dog. Where do you get your steamies from? Because I just go to the chains.
I like to carry hot dog.
To carry hot dog's good.
Classic.
It's just far for me, but it is classic.
There's so many greasy spoon places to get hot dogs and poutine.
Yeah, see, because where I grew up and where I am now even, I'm not privileged to such spoons of grease, you know? You're closer to the Mecca than I.
I think the greasier...
The better.
The better.
Obviously.
I like my steamed hot dogs from a place where it's kind of dirty.
Yep.
Tastes better. Adds flavor.
It's kind of part of the package.
It's part of the experience.
When you think of a steamy hot dog, you're not thinking of like a 4-star clean floor, white-walled restaurant with a chandelier.
The floor's got to be a little bit sticky. That's what makes the hot dogs taste better.
I think so. There's a must in the air.
Yeah.
There's steam on the brow,
mm-hmm.
and there's flies in the traps.
Oh, yeah, so good. Steamed hot dogs versus toasty.
Versus toasty? For me, it's not really much of a versus because steamy's going to win every time. I love steamies. There's something about a steamy hot dog, too, that it feels like air. Like, I could literally down 10 steamy hot dogs and barely feel like there's anything inside me.
It's the bun. The bun gets squishy.
Yeah.
And it's so soft.
Like, soggy almost.
So good.
Yeah, it is so good. And toasty is the opposite effect because it's hard and crunchy. So it's like it's fighting just to get down your throat.
If I want to eat a toasty hot dog, I'd much rather have it off of like a barbecue. Yeah, it's grilled.
Yeah, you want to have the lines.
Yeah,
you want that char.
A toasty from a greasy spoon is just cooked on the flat top.
It's fried.
So it's pan fried.
The same. Yeah, no, pan fried.
It's absolutely not the same.
No.
What makes the steamy taste better, or what makes the steamy taste good, is the fact that the buns are steamed in the cardboard box.
Ooh.
So you gotta you got a little taste of cardboard.
You just wow. That one made me think. I was like, oh my.
That's a secret ingredient. That's the hot dog umami.
Because I'm thinking, that's funny, because I'm thinking like when I go to get a steamy from the chain, you know how they're served in those little, if you go to Lafleur's, they're served in those cardboard little, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what do you even call those? Like just.
A hot dog holder.
Yeah, a hot dog holder, right? And you have to peel the bun from the holder. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it gets stuck.
Like, it gets stuck. And sometimes you get a nice fresh piece of cardboard along with your steamy.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's just part of the experience.
It's part.
Like, it's part. It's like, I'll have all dress, please, with a little bit of cardboard. Not a lot, just a little. You know what I mean?
But that's the only time when you eat a little bit of cardboard and you're okay with
it. You're okay with it.
It's just like eating a Toblerone. It's the only time I'll eat a little bit of tinfoil.
Oh, man.
And I'm okay with it.
Tinfoil does not sit well with me. It just
gives me a shock.
But cardboard, yes, that's hilarious. It's just like, no, this doesn't bother me. This is part of it. What are the ingredients? Meats, bread, cardboard.
I think there's a cardinal sin with hot dogs in general of putting ketchup on your hot dog.
I don't know if that's a cardinal sin, because I know a lot of dudes and dudettes growing up with it would put ketchup on their hot dogs. It grossed the shit out of me. Like, I never, ever saw the appeal. But I didn't know it was a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
I don't know why. It's so delicious. People give you the stink eye when you do it.
Yeah, because I guess in Montreal, like, most people get the all dress, right?
Yeah.
And I think our all dress is different, too.
Which is?
It's mustard, onion, caoutchouc. Relish, caoutchouc.
Caoutchouc is rubber.
Yeah, caoutchouc.
It's shoe.
Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying. Caoutchouc, shoe, it's the same thing.
Coleslaw.
Oh. Okay, so it's not the same thing.
No, shoe is cabbage. Caoutchouc is rubber.
Can't leave that in there. Oh, yep. That's good stuff. If you order an all-dressed dog anywhere else, I don't think you're getting rubber on it. Or or cabbage. Or slaw.
I just...
Right? That's a Montreal thing. Or maybe a Quebec thing. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, I think that it's...
Standard?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm wrong. Apologize.
Really? No, not that I think of it. Like, I remember reading about it. I've heard it. I've seen it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Seen it on YouTube that people poo-poo ketchup on hot dogs.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't know why. I love it.
Well, it also tastes disgusting.
To be fair, I'd put ketchup on anything.
Yeah, you're not the right person asking for this.
I'd snort it if I
okay,
could.
Okay, so how do you top your steamy?
I will get it all dressed.
Yep.
How they normally dress a hot dog.
Yep.
Mustard, relish, onions, coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put a line of ketchup.
Have you ever put french fries in your steamy?
What?
Mm.
French fries?
French fries.
In the hot dog?
Well, when you say it like that, it's not in the meat. It's between the meat and the bun. But yes, in the hot dog.
No.
No?
No. Wouldn't it get soggy?
I don't care. I'd prefer that to ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never put french fries in my hot dog.
I would rather put mayo on my hot dog than ketchup.
I'd put both.
I know you would. We've established what you would on a hot dog, which is everything. It's what I wouldn't put on. Yeah, okay, that's a better question. Jay, what would you not put on a hot dog?
Gummy bears.
I don't believe you. I can see you doing it.
Celery. Chopped up
celery.
Brunoise of celery.
Thumbtacks.
Rat poison. The few things I will not put on a hot dog.
But everything else.
I would put on a
hot dog. Expect to see it on Jay's hot dog. Jay's steamy hot dog. Steamy. I gotta confess that I'm not anti-poutine, but it's nothing I ever crave. The number one time I will eat a poutine is when I've had too much to drink and I need to balance.
Makes it taste better.
Well, yeah, it makes it taste better. But it's more about like balancing the belly. You know, it to soak it up and absorb the liqueurs.
I can't relate because I don't drink.
You can't relate? You never had poutine before?
Never. Not once. Listen. I am, you cut me and I bleed gravy. I'm 50% poutine.
Wow.
Gravy. No, my blood is 50% poutine gravy.
Okay. What's the other?
Soy sauce. I don't crave poutine.
Right?
Yeah.
But some people do. Some people do. I know a couple of people, it's like their go-to. Like, where are we going to eat tonight? What do you want? Poutine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good once in a while. It's too heavy.
It's so heavy.
To crave and to eat.
And that's funny, right? Because you get poutine and steamies in the same place, and they're the opposite. Because steamies are the lightest, and poutine is literally the heaviest.
But that's not a meal that you eat very often, either. So if you're going to... Oh, it's Tuesday. It's poutine day.
Yeah.
It's poutine and steamy day.
That's right. Hand in hand. Because you know at all these places, there's the combo.
Yeah.
It's like, upgrade your fry for a poutine.
Oh, so good.
Right? And you're like, oh, yes.
Okay, $2
this is a question?
At to carry hot dog. Mm-hmm. You know they go through a ton of fries mm-hmm. when the station where they chop the fries are literally right next to the fryer.
I don't know. Because it's like a nonstop dump.
Yeah.
It's like chop, fry, empty, chop, dump, fry, yeah. You know.
It's so good.
It's a chain.
It's amazing. It's a...
It's a chain within the chain.
It's a food chain.
Okay, first of all, where do you go for your poutine?
This is a two-for-one answer.
Oh, a twofer.
Two-for-one answer.
All right.
My favorite poutine mm-hmm. is actually at a Portuguese chicken place.
Yo.
Mapulmuye mm-hmm. in the plateau. Mm-hmm. They have this poutine that has chopped up Portuguese roasted chicken.
Ooh, are we going right into stunt poutines? Are we diving right no. into stunt poutines?
And slices of chorizo. So it's spicy sausage.
Is there any gravy in there? Is there any fries in there? Is there any cheese curds?
There's fries. It sits on top of fries, cheese curds, and then gravy. And then if you ask them, they'll even put the spicy piri-piri sauce on top of it. I don't think it's a stunt poutine because it's not one of those bullshit 20-pound poutine, $150.
Yeah, how big is the serving? Wait, a stunt poutine is $150?
There's one that exists.
What is it? How many people does it serve?
They say eight. Eight, six to eight, I think.
So how is it served?
In a paella pan.
And everyone sits around this? So they,
they serve it in a trough.
Yeah, that's more likely.
They serve it in a big paella pan with tongs.
See, like, poutine is not a fancy food. You're just ruining it.
Yeah, but when you serve it like that, are you even enjoying it anymore more than you are just hate eating?
Right? You got to figure.
Yeah, you hate eat this poutine.
That's it. You're like, I paid all this money for it. I might as well eat it.
You eat it angrily.
Guys, don't, please, if we can just teach you one thing on this podcast, don't eat angry. Love yourself.
Please. Not while you're eating, though.
Though.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Don't eat when you're angry and don't eat when you're loving yourself. You find that middle ground, okay, guys? Get this. General Tao poutine.
Stunt poutine.
So good, oh man. And you, I'm against stunts, but it's so good.
Stunt poutine.
It's very, very, very nice. How is that a stunt poutine, but your Portuguese chicken poutine is not a stunt poutine? Because it's from a Portuguese chicken place. What if I went to a General Tao place and they had a poutine on the menu? Is it still a stunt?
A restaurant that just serves different kinds of General Tao's. Side note.
I think, side note.
Side note. All this,
didn't
all
answer
this,
the question.
All this westernized Canadian mm-hmm. or American Chinese food.
Yes.
It's just basically different meats deep fried in the same batter with the same Kool-Aid reduction sauce. Listen, over everything.
We've had this conversation offline and I just got to say that I love Chinese American Chinese food.
Oh yeah, so do I. Love it.
Right?
It's so good.
Yes. It's fine. I'm not experiencing your culture, but my belly is well fed.
I don't know. What was the question?
Well, I was asking why your poutine was not a stunt poutine, but mine was. And then someone went off on a tangent. I guess we need to talk about bagels. Those are known.
Well, when you say bagels, there's the obvious question.
I'm saying it wrong, right?
No.
It's bagel?
It's bagel.
No. Y'all got any of those bagels?
Are you team St. Viator? Or team Fairmount?
I'm not on your team.
What team are you on?
I'm not on team Fairmount.
Oh, that's the wrong team.
I told you. Frenemies.
Okay. So you tell me why St. Viator bagels are your favorite bagels. And then I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Listen, man. I'm not a connoisseur of the bagel by any means. Or of any food. Of anything. I don't even have a preference, honestly.
Have you ever had them side by side?
I've never had one directly after the other, ever. Yeah. So, like, I'm not really one to comment. I said St. Viator because I knew it would tick you off. But, no, they're both great. And the fact that we have them both in the city is ridiculous. When, like, most cities can't get it right once, we got it right twice. You know what I mean?
It's argued that Montreal has its own style bagel. And then
what is that style?
Comparative to, let's say, a New York or even American bagel, mm-hmm. it's completely different.
Okay.
Two different animals. So I think for us to even
compare them is foolish because they're so different.
Or further they classify.
They come from different places.
Yeah, to further classify the Montreal bagel mm-hmm. as like Team St. Viator or Fairmount.
Yeah.
It's not doing the bagel justice, because I think that the Montreal bagel stands up on its own,
you know, regardless of what brand it is.
Yeah, the American style bagel is what you would get in a package in the grocery store. It's a bit more fluffier, it's not as dense as a Montreal bagel.
Right, it's lighter.
Yeah, there is it's almost like a bun, it's almost like a roll.
It's bigger.
Yeah, it's fluffier.
Yeah, like the diameter is thicker, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. It's a bigger overall.
Not for nothing, I like that style bagel, but comparative to Montreal bagel, I don't know. Montreal bagels are a little bit weird.
Weird.
They're good.
Weird or delicious.
Let's be honest. Every time making a sandwich with a bagel, you cut it in half, and then you have the middle part where the hole is, is just flopping.
Right.
if you put smoked salmon, then you have a smoked salmon flap in the middle where
You gotta go around. I don't cover the hole.
Really?
It's not really, it's a bagel. I don't call it a sandwich. I put all the fillers like in a circle.
You make a ring sandwich.
I do make a ring. So like when I put the top back on, I can still see through it.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's like a slice of cheese. Or like a square piece of meat.
So you don't strip up the cheese and make it a ring?
I usually do in case I'm like super, unless I'm like super lazy. And I'll put it around. Why am I doing this? I'm saying it out loud and realizing how dumb this is.
I just cover
the whole thing. You just cover the whole thing, right?
Cut it in half.
That's clearly the right thing to do.
But then you get the flip-flap in the middle.
I think that's why I avoid it, because just to try and avoid the mess. I'm going to make a mess regardless. So you just eat right through, and when you get to the hole, you just get that bite without bagel in it?
Yep. Then you get the bonus. Is that
the best part?
It's the bonus, because there's no bagel to get in the way of the smoked.
There's no carbs. Yeah. Get out of here, carbs.
There's no bagel to get in the way of the smoked salmon.
It's just pure juice.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. So it's like a little prize halfway through.
Yep, it's the reward.
But you're not finished. It's a halfway reward.
Smoked meat. You can't think about Montreal cuisines without thinking smoked meat.
Correct.
What's your favorite smoked meat?
Schwartz's.
Oh. Why?
It's just easy.
Really?
Yeah. Again, I'm not, if I have this smoked meat and I have that smoked meat, I'm like, damn, this is a good smoked meat.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not a good food person because I like everything.
Well, to be fair, all Montreal smoked meats are pretty good.
Right?
It's pretty good.
Dunn smoked meat is my favorite.
Why do you like to hurt me? But it's funny that you should say that, because coming from the West Island, you have smoked meat Pete's right here.
No, it's not right here.
It's here enough. It's here enough.
It's closer to me than it is to you, but it's definitely not right here. Smoked meat pizza is really good.
A while back, I did a blind tasting of Montreal smoked meats.
How many? How many were in your lineup? We did
Schwartz.
Okay.
The Maine, smoked meat Pete, Lester's, and Provigo.
Like the smoked meat that you buy in the pack?
No, the smoked meat that you...
They make a sandwich?
No, like the ones that you get sliced up for you in the deli.
Yeah, okay. The ones they make for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we did was... what I did was I prepared them all the same way. So I vacuum packed all the smoked meat and I put them in boiling water to basically sous vide it to warm it up.
Okay.
I didn't want to steam them in fear of them drying out, because usually you'd have to steam the whole brisket to maintain the moisture, because it's already sliced. It's not going to be the same. So I vacuum packed each of the smoked meat, put it in boiling water. Served it up to a bunch of people. Actually, I was having a barbecue. This was a while ago, actually.
So you were not part of the taste test?
No, because I knew which...
Okay, so you were the one conducting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were... Okay.
So...
Go on.
So it was a blind tasting, so no one knew which plate was what smoked meat.
Right.
You'll never guess what came in last place.
Such a bait click. You'll never guess what Montreal smoked meat...
Came in last.
Number one, or came last.
First, you'll be surprised, then you'll be inspired.
Number nine will shock you. By the way you set that up, I'm just going to say that Schwartz's was last place, right? Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I don't know what were your expectations going in? Like, you must have had a pre-rank that you thought would come to light, maybe?
Well, it's funny because I had this one friend who was a Schwartz's snob. He says he will eat no other smoked meat other than Schwartz's. He will go out of his way. He lived in Laval and he would go all the way to Schwartz's to to get smoked.
Wow.
And like he'll wait in line with the rest of the tourists to get a smoked meat sandwich.
Yeah.
He was a purist in short. So anyways.
I don't think if he's a purist, he might just be a sucker like me.
He bought into the name.
Yeah, that's it. But I wouldn't do what he did.
He was a smoked meat snob. He's like, I'm not going to, I don't eat any other smoked meat. Anyway, so he took the test and he was floored. When he chose Smoke Meat Pete as the best smoked meat, his reaction...
He's no connoisseur, man. If he
He was so convinced that the smoked meat that he was eating was Schwartz's.
A douche.
He was so devastated, like he had to walk away.
He left the party?
Yeah, he walked away. It was like finding out he was adopted.
He removed smoked meat from his diet. Yeah. He hasn't had it since.
He felt betrayed.
By who? He betrayed himself.
Yeah. So he set up these standards in his head. He's like, yeah, I know this is Schwartz's, guaranteed. The other one is garbage, blah, blah, blah. His heart was shattered.
I went to a bachelor party once, and one of the guys hired, I don't know what you call him. He's like the guy who cuts up the smoked meat, mm-hmm. like from Schwartz's. He came with like a brisket.
Nice.
He set up in the kitchen, and he cut sandwiches for everybody.
Nice. Yeah, you can do it. He's like a caterer.
Yeah, caterer is the word. Thank you, sir. No, but it was just an awe-inspiring moment.
Was this before or after he started stripping?
This was this was during the intermission.
Yeah. You'll never guess where my favorite smoke
is. Is it Moe's? You laugh, but there's like a Moe's close by. I've had a lot of Moe's growing up.
Nichols?
It's not that bad.
No, it's not Nichols.
Nichols. But I do love Nichols' like aesthetic when it opened up, like the 50s
diner.
I love that.
Like the Zeller's diner.
It was better than. Okay, you know how much I love the Zeller's diner.
Not once did I ever go to the Zeller's diner.
You're ridiculous, man. They had a good smoked meat and a tasty milkshake. Yeah, I love the Zeller's diner, but Nichols' diner was like 100 times better. It was pretty cool for a young kid. And when it first opened, which was like back in the 90s, I think, early 90s, back when it was a thing.
Yeah.
You could actually get a second smoked meat for a nickel.
For a nickel, yeah, I remember
that. Was super cool.
I remember that.
And that's when I was like, mummy, how can you not afford this? It's a nickel. Take me to Nichols.
My favorite smoked
meat. Yeah, I got to ask you, because you didn't say, what is your favorite smoked meat, Jay? We're all dying to find out. Suckers and jive suckers.
Suckers and tourists will go to Schwartz's.
Hi, guys.
Montrealers,
yeah,
such as myself, will go to Snowden Deli.
Snowden Deli.
On the carry.
I've been there once. Amazing. Maybe twice.
You get the old fashioned.
Mm.
Fucking amazing.
Okay.
So good.
So good?
So good.
Best in the ville?
Best in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I will fight anyone that disagrees.
Because I don't know, Dunn's makes a pretty good smoked meat.
Okay.
You just sound defeated. You're like, oh.
Okay, like I said before with the bagels, everyone makes great smoked meat.
Dude, I'm not fighting you.
And it's also all nostalgia. You know, it's what you grew up eating.
Unfortunately, that does play a big factor.
Big role.
For me, anyways. Yeah. I think for most people.
Because
you have all those memories tied to where you were and what you ate.
Yeah, and I think this goes back to the bagels where my grandmother used to live literally two houses from Fairmount.
Okay.
So I grew up eating Fairmount. Every time we went to my grandmother's house.
That's definitely a factor.
Yeah.
So every time you were there were bagels?
No, we would come home with bagels.
Oh, you would bring them home with you, yes. Yeah. That's a good memory. Would you like to know the name of a Montreal institution?
Sure.
It's big and orange. Oh, I gave it away.
Do they serve julep? Is it orange julep?
It is. It is. You were correct. I don't know how you got that.
Hey, James, where is your favorite orange julep?
Oh, it's that place down there on DeCary called the Orange Julep.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Another place to get greasy spoon food.
Yep. They have smoked meat, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's on the menu.
They have steamies?
They definitely have steamies.
They don't have steamies.
No, they're toasties. Toasties. They're toasties there.
Whoa, I wonder why.
Because it's easier.
Yeah, they have toasties there.
Yeah. No, wait, is it a half and half?
Fuck, I don't know. I have to look this up now because I don't want to. Julep just lists as hot dog.
Not a steamy.
Not steamy or a toasty.
It's a different thing.
It's weird.
Wait. Oh, I see what you're saying. They don't specify either way.
No.
But, no, hear me out. It's either no one says toasty. It's either a hot dog or a steamy. A hot dog is a toast, can be a toasty.
So a hot dog is implied that it's toasted.
I think so. At least in Montreal.
Okay.
Because Montreals are called, we call them steamies. Mm-hmm. We don't say hot dog. You're like, two steamies, please. So if they're listing hot dogs, my assumption is that they're toasters. Toasties. Toasty toasters. Toasty! Shepherd's pie is probably my deathbed meal.
Really?
Yeah. That's how much I love it.
Really? Yeah. Any shepherd's pie or...
No, I want my mom's shepherd's pie.
Okay. What makes her shepherd's pie special?
I don't know if it's special. Well, first of all, my mom puts love into everything she makes.
Okay, that's a secret ingredient.
Yeah, so that's amazing. But our shepherd's pie growing up featured peas in place of corn.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't like corn.
Is that why?
I don't like corn. No, not why. It's just that's how... I don't know if it's a British thing or if it's the Quebec way that they do it with corn. I don't know the history, but we do it with peas. And it's not because I didn't like corn. It's just how it was.
Yeah, I never grew up eating shepherd's pie. Yeah. I mean, I had it when I was older, decided to make it or had it somewhere.
I don't know. I just find it so hearty and we have long, cold winters. I find it's like the perfect warmth comfort food. Mm-hmm. It's comfort food, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the best way to get you through winter. I'm going to warn you right now. This one's going to hit close to home. This is going to be very hard.
Uh-oh.
You ready for it?
Do it.
One's got to go.
Yep.
Smoked meat, steamy, poutine, or bagel.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Simple?
Yep, got it.
You got it?
Yep.
All right, you ready? I'm going to count it down.
Do it.
3, 2, 1.
Poutine. Fuck.
Seriously? Jesus Christ, it's like every time.
Every time.
Wow.
Okay, why poutine?
It's my least favorite of the four. And I think as we discussed earlier, I don't crave poutine. Everything else on this list, there's times where I'm like, I need to have this. I never feel that way about poutine.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Mm. Poutine is not something I crave. It's good to have once in a while. Like I said earlier, it's too heavy to...
It's tough because once you eat it, like it's just a brick in you for a while.
Mm-hmm. Of the four, I don't eat them very often.
Okay.
So if you put it up against smoked meat, bagels,
yep,
and steamies,
mm-hmm,
it's my least favorite.
Agreed. That's a legitimate answer. Thanks for listening, as always. Come back next week where we'll talk more dudes and we'll talk more foods. And please subscribe to Dudes Talk Food on Instagram, Twitter, and give us a little like, you know, on Apple Music, Spotify, Anchor. You know, guys, because support the team. Support the team. Jason's laughing at me. Okay, bye.